Your art director Kathleen Benberg asked if there was a story behind my photo of Carl Giesk, which appeared in the March-April issue. Excuse me. I'm a little nervous. I'm not used to being recorded.
It's okay. Daniel, just tell us what happened.
Well, I first photographed Carl when I was freelancing for the Louisville Courier Journal. I stopped to take a photo of him as he stepped off of the Martha A. Graham, a ferry which crosses the Ohio River between Ghent, Kentucky, and Vevey, Indiana. He was traveling by foot, carrying a sack of groceries and wearing a straw hat. When I later mentioned to some friends that I had photographed Carl, they marveled that I hadn't been shot. I came to find that folk in his hometown thought him crazy and dangerous. He was paranoid, they said. He was paranoid, and he thought that the people at the Ghent post office were reading his mail, so he had it delivered in Vevey. He was also suspicious of the stores in Ghent, so he also did his shopping in Vevey. They said he was war damaged and just not right, and that he'd shoot anybody who bothered him. Something about this didn't seem right, though, so I asked around until I found out where Carl lived. I found his house a ways off of Black Rock Road, across a creek up a hill, and about a half mile down a worn footpath through shoulder-high weeds. Clearly, no vehicles ever came here. As I was walking up the house, Carl opened the door and greeted me in an almost delicate, childlike voice.
"You're the picture man. Come in."
Psychopathic murderer? Well, if kindness and gentleness could kill, I would have been dead in minutes. I was a bit nervous at first, considering the stories I'd heard. I remember going into the kitchen and noticing a rifle, I think maybe it was a .22, leaning in a corner there. There was a heavy wood-burning stove against one wall. On the table and lying about on the floor were cardboard boxes with food, as if he had just moved in. His house was without running water or electricity, but there were wind-up clocks scattered about, all ticking, yet none set for the correct time. We talked for a while in the kitchen. Carl showed me how he took Instamatic photos of birds at the feeder he'd placed outside his window, and then told me about his interest in astronomy. As we were going upstairs to see his telescope, he told me to pick up my camera bag off the floor to keep the mice from getting in it. Upstairs, there was an empty room with a couple of clotheslines just off the landing. You can see it in the Bugle photo that's in this publication here. And at the top of the stairs was a case with one of the many model ships Carl had assembled on top. And you could see one of them in the upper right of the same photograph. After we looked at his telescope and talked about the ships, he asked if I would like to hear him play his bugle. I remarked that I thought bugles had a rather limited range of notes, but Carl said, "Oh, I seem to be able to play them all." He turned toward the north window and began to play his heart out, periodically stopping to ask, or rather to tell me, "You remember that one, don't you? That was my old Kentucky home." I could see he was disappointed by my lack of recognition. He must have thought I was a musical moron. When we went back downstairs, there was the not-so-subtle rustling of mice skittering back to their secret spots. He was right. He knew his home. He heated some cistern water on the wood stove to make us some coffee, and we sat and visited for a bit longer. When I left, he invited me back any time, but I never returned. I was enamored of the delicateness of this gentleman and felt as though I stumbled upon a private treasure. But in the 20 years since that day, I've often thought about his loneliness, about what it must be like there in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day. And I've wondered about the skewed relationship Carl had with the townspeople, the fear they had because this man was a bit different. Daniel Carreco, Carrollton, Kentucky, 1995.
Which chair should I bring? This one?
Oh, you can just, yeah, you want to sit there? It's fine.
Yeah, I'll sit on this one, okay?
Push it over by your dad here.
Okay. What was that? Can't do what?
I said I was singing. About.
Happy cats listen to Pinecone Radio. 100.19 FM, Pine Mountain Club.
Excuse me, sir. Young man?
Hello?
Hi. Well, could you tell me what you think of Pinecone Radio?
I don't know what the heck it is.
It's Pine Mountain Club's own community radio station, you man. I'm sure you've heard of it.
No, I don't know what the heck it is. I'm from Las Vegas.
That's okay. I know we're in Las Vegas right now, but tell us what you think of Pinecone Radio. It's 100.1 FM in Pine Mountain Club, California.
I don't know what the heck it is. I told you I'm from Las Vegas.
Well, just say something. We can edit it later.
I told you I don't know.
Please, young man, I need some radio spots for the station.
I don't know.
Please, please. Young man, let go of my shirt. Young man, no, come on.
I'm going to fight you if you keep
hey, come
you
on
keep pushing
now.
Me.
Wait a second. I'm only trying to get some radio spots in. Hey, stop it. You're hurting me. I'm going back to Reno, to the whorehouses.
Hey,
Clap your hands. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands. Clap your hands.
Well, hey there, doggy dreamers! It's time to rush up the cattle and get on back home for another edition of Peter Gallagher's Trail Mix! Yee-haw!
The cattle are prowling, the coyotes are howling, out where the dog is barking. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Dawning, he wakes up a yawning, drinking his coffee strong. Makes his bed in a row, down the trail he will go, starting the day with this song. Sun till his day's work is done, as he rounds up the cattle each fall. Many hours he will ride on the range far and wide, when the night wind blows up a squall. His heart's like a feather in all kinds of weather, he sings this cattle call. Singing his cattle call.
Thank you. Fellows.
Okay, it's recording. Okay, this is Peter, and I'm helping out Julia. God, I forgot your last name.
I did too.
Julia Canada, in her production of The Daytime with Iguanas, right? Something like that?
The Night of the Iguana.
The Night of the Iguana. Okay, we're doing the opening scene. I'm Shannon, the defrocked minister, and you're Maxine.
I'm about to lie down into my hammock with my lover, my Mexican lover. I'm an expatriate. My name is Maxine Falk. There was no dialogue. I come in through sea. I walk up here, and I look at my lover. I take off my shoes. I'm about to get into the hammock when I hear some sounds.
Peter, it's Bob here. Hey, I don't know what that was. You were just playing on the radio, but I really enjoyed it.
But I look down and I see somebody that I know.
A defrocked minister.
So instead of getting in the hammock, I walk over there.
What that was, would you? I'd like to hear more.
And I see Richard Burton. No, I see David Stenstrom.
I'm Richard Burton.
I see somebody and I go,
I'm David Stenstrom.
Shannon! Hi, baby!
Maxine!
I didn't expect you to hear my spies tell me you were back under the border, Saltillo, last week, with a whole busload of women, all females. No wonder your ass is dragging.
What do you expect? I'm a deep. What do you expect?
Come on, baby, you can make it.
I'm a defrocked minister. What do you expect?
No, your one is get somebody to help
get somebody to help me up with this bag.
On a banana!
Hey, Fred! Fred, born again, Buzz Horn. Buzz Horn again. I thought it said born again. It said, there it is! Here it is! We got the sound effects, man, Rocky. All right.
Yeah.
Now we'll segue into the Rocky Rusty show. It's going to be a great play, Julia. It's going to be a great play.
God damn it!
That's Julia Canada on Trail Mix.
It's a golf sport, old
It's the bus.
What is that? Like sound effects of a broke down bus?
So the women in the bus that want to get out of the bus because.
Where do you get these sound effects from?
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Go.
Where do you go to? Because I need to find more sound effects.
Are you in here?
Huh? Am I what?
We're on the end of that pitch because he skipped for it.
Here's the bus horn. Born again. Bus horn. Born again. Born again. What?
That was good.
Angelina Jolie.
That was fantastic.
That was good.
That was good.
We're out of the first, like, doing the first act.
I want to find out where do you get these sound effects from. I like those women on the bus sound effects. Where do you get these from? What sound, what, was there a web address?
I can say
Ass.com.
I just...
Ass.com?
Yeah. How did you know that?
Oh, can I get the URL then?
I'll have to remember what it is.
What is it?
It looks like we'll be having a party here. It's like a beer bottle. Hip Oktoberfest or something.
Yes, MP3s, yes.
What?
It looks like we've been having an Oktoberfest here.
It looks like it. Okay, thank you, Julia. That was fun.
Good night.
That was 6 minutes and 9 seconds worth of
Act
Tennessee Ernie Ford's of the Night of the Iguana.
Scene one.
I played Shannon and you played Maxine. Thank you.
Anyway, well done. Well done, Pinecone Radio. Bye-bye.
Got that ball pretty close to the hole on your first shot. I'm very impressed.
Thank you, Johnny. If I get this in, I'm going to be so far ahead of you guys up here in Pound Mountain Club.
I'm very impressed. My ball's like out in the sand dune. And I'm a pretty good golfer. Had a bad shot there, but
anyway, be quiet. I'm gonna try and get this in. And we are betting like whoever wins this game, everybody else pays for drinks, right, at the clubhouse?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Oh, nice.
Well, you're way ahead of us. I mean, that was almost like a hole in one. Paul, what'd you think of that?
Hell, I thought it was terrific. I'm very impressed, Bob. Very impressed, you know. And if I have to buy drinks at the clubhouse after this game, it'll be worth it just to watch your prowess.
Thank you.
Yeah, same here. Took some words right out of my mouth now. Now, preference, let's go to pretense. I'm sorry, I'm new here.
That's okay. Everybody gets my name mixed up. But I changed my name from Edward to Pretense. Don't ask me why. It has something to do with buying that four-story mansion cabin up here in Pine Mountain Club.
And don't you enjoy the word club?
I do. I love living in a town where it feels like outsiders are not welcome.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, let's see. Am I next?
I think you are, Pretense. Go ahead.
Here we go. Let's see if I can get my balls out of here. Hold on now. I want to get to that where that flag is over there, right?
Yeah, over by the transfer site.
That's it. By the transfer site.
Over where Joe Layden is.
Yeah.
And Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, be quiet, everybody. I'm going to try my best here. Hold on. I mean, even though I got enough money to buy you all your own golf cart, I still would feel really pleased as punch if I didn't have to buy everybody a drink tonight.
Sounds good. I understand.
It's a matter of the ego. Ego! Here we go. Oh, my! Ooh. Oh, wow. Pretty good. Sagamatash. Good shot, Pretense. Thank you, if I do say so myself. Hey, did you guys see that article, that letter in the paper?
By that Peter Gullerud guy?
Yeah, about changing the golf course into a bowling alley. What kind of air blows through his brain?
What's he smoking?
Anyway, I don't care if we're golfing on a bunch of dry leaves and brown grass. It's in my blood. That's why I moved up here.
And that's why we pay $1,400 assessment fees.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind paying the $1,400 assessment fees. We get our snows, our roads plowed every winter. How would we get out of our homes if we didn't get our roads plowed every winter? Yeah, but I still like the fact that we pay for the golf course.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah. Bowling alley.
Yeah, I might as well put a bowling up his butt, bowling ball or something.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, or put a bingo parlor up here or something. I didn't move up here to just stare at my four stories.
Or my four walls.
Or my four balls. Come on, let's get to going to the next step here, people. Paul, I think you're next.
Well, thank you. Okay, here we go. Everybody be quiet, because I get really nervous when people try to screw me up.
Well,
that's what sand traps are for.
Paul, that was really bad. I know. I got enough money for drinks, don't worry. Bob, I think you're next. Let's go to the next tee.
Thanks. Here we go.
Okay, everybody shut up.
We weren't talking.
All right.
Ooh, nice one, Bob.
Nice one, Bob.
Very good, Bob, if I pretentiously say so myself. Pretend it's all my turn.
Come on, Johnny, you can do it.
Well, not that good.
You only knocked it 4 feet in front of a tee.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I sure wish we would have rented a golf cart this time.
because...
Oh, but look at all those brown trees, and look at all the brown grass, and all the brown rocks, and all the brown water, and the brown bubbling, and the brown... We're going to have brown Guinness draft when we're done here. It's a brown day, man.
I know. Worth every dime.
I'm getting bored, you guys. Who won?
Pretense you did.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Pretense you win. Me, Paul, and Johnny will buy the beers. And we'll listen to the Celtic music. Thanks, guys. Boy, this is fun. It's more fun than watching some stupid bowling alley ice up your cunt thing. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I can see this. Tip words right up my mind.
Blackbird sat in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird flying. To the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. This moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
Thank you. Did you see the latest anime movie?
Oh, it's a parody.
I know, but it was so good. It was just like...
Would you, I kind of see... The con.
I went to the con. And I was in a room at the convention. And there were all my friends. All my anime friends. Cons are the way to go. You can check it out, man.
It'd be Shunin. That feminine-looking boy. With the pretty boy. It's a common, fairly common anime character. A feminine-looking boy. It'd be Shonen may be gay, or possibly a cross-dresser, or he may simply just be pretty. Or androgynous.
I prefer to think of them as androgynous and leave it up to the storyline.
I agree. The Chara, which is an anime character, is wonder.
And so is the pretty boy.
Oh, always. I don't know why there aren't more pretty girls.
Because maybe they're cross-dressers.
Could be. The cosplay is costume. Now, when we go to the anime conventions or the cons, many attendees dress as their favorite anime characters, and they act out anything from a simple skit to an elaborate production with special effects.
Some may see these people as weirdos or a little bit too obsessed, but I see it all as good, plain, decent fun.
And it's legal!
And it's legal.
Now the doujinshi is fan-produced books, magazines, or CDs of comic book stories. Manga. Based on popular anime and manga characters, the use of the characters being illustrated is generally not authorized by the copyright holders, but,
you got a big butt.
Oh! But are usually distributed through the fan channels. So many doujinshi creatively imagine the characters' sex lives, although this is by no means a characteristic of all doujinshi.
Of course, some of it is all quite under the moral, ethical guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've enjoyed this little anime discussion with you today, Jimbo.
Yes, Mushi.
Oh, that reminds me of the Indian guru, Mushi, who John Colcord and Out of the Woods enjoy so much.
Yes, but this kind of Mushi is an anime Mushi.
Anyway, manga. Before we close, tell me what a manga is.
Manga, pronounced manga, or if you want to be more American, manga, is an anime-style comic book, sometimes of very large size, and often includes episodes from a variety of series.
Mm-hmm.
Manga can be used either to refer to a specific book or to the entire genre. It serves as either a singular or a plural noun. There's no such word as mangas.
You're getting a little bit anal-retentive at formalized tastes.
Well, I got to educate people.
These non-cons.
I know, non-cons. Anyway, they can also be used to refer to animation, although the preferred term for animation is anime. Now, manga have been around for centuries, but were popularized in roughly their circuit form in the mid-20th century.
You're blowing on the mic!
I know, I heard that. Manga!
Manga!
They are generally written for a wide audience, as contrasted with anime, which tend to target a specific age group and gender. So that while you may see school children and college students reading manga, it's also not uncommon to see a middle-aged businessman reading one on a commuter train.
I was just gonna say that they read these things on commuter trains. Like some of the odd porno.
No. This is Trail Mix. It's trying to maintain a G rating. Now, notwithstanding the wide audience idea, there are also erotic and pornographic manga.
Now, you just said you weren't gonna go there.
I had to mention that, just so everybody knew the entire scope of manga.
Before we go, what is mangaka?
Mangaka is a manga artist, one who creates manga.
And with that, I say kashute kapalaputu nakata ova yaoi yuri shonen siayo
and katuni anime manga.
Thank you for this educational convention thing.
You're welcome, and come back again, because it's so much fun being strange in a Japanese kind of way.
Ooh.
Now scream like a manga. Scream like an anime. Now imitate a speed racer. Oh, Uncle, I just saw that bad guy just got to grab my car and took away with the keys, and he drove away really fast, and I don't know why he did it, but I'm glad he did, because in a way he's a poor man and he needs the food. Ooh.
Manga! Anime! Speed Racer!
Shut up.
This is Pinecone Pete, and I'm my street up here in Pine Mountain Club. they are filming The Axeman Part 2, another slasher film. I was talking to one of the couple of the grips the other day, and they said, this is the perfect location for these types of films. Let's listen in. A little while ago, I heard an actress screaming. A few short minutes later, a chainsaw. Let's see if we get some of those kind of sound effects again. While we walk a little closer towards The Axeman. Part 2. I never saw The Axeman Part 1. The chainsaw. Gotta have a chainsaw in a movie called The Axeman. And you gotta have a lady screaming bloody murder.
I'm Dr. John Gray.
We're here, Doctor.
Hi, I'm John Gray, author of the book Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars. You know, after my divorce, I realized that they are even further into Venus, and men are even further into Mars. We've got our heads in the sand, women have their heads in the clouds, and there's just no between shall meet. I'm here to tell you that what I've learned through my couple of divorces is, well, that women are different than men. They have vaginas, men have penises. They have soft spots in their heart, and, well, men just want to drink beer and watch the pool. You know, women plant flowers and they pet kitty cats, and men, they like to hunt deer and kill whatever they can get their hands on. They like to start wars, and they like to, you know, do all those things that men do. So, never the twain shall meet. Just remember, women are from Venus. And you know what that rhymes with. That's right. Venus. Anyway, so that's the insights that I've learned. I'm on my third marriage now, and everything's great. We have separate bedrooms because she snores. And that just goes to prove you. Once again, never the twain shall meet. I gotta have another drink. And we'll see you next time on Dr. Gray's.
You're the only doctor!
I'm John Graves. Women are out there, men are over there.
I have spent my professional and personal life studying exactly that. Analyzing what it takes to win and win big in life has been a passion that has defined much of who I am. You have to start by getting very real about who you are. Does this harsh assessment apply to everyone in your life? No, of course not. Your sister who loves to start trouble and cause drama. Your two-faced friend who stabbed you in the back thinking you wouldn't find out. The spouse who cheated and the concubine with whom he did it. The registered sex offender down the street. The co-worker who takes credit for your work. The gossip who betrayed your trust and embarrassed you. The jealous friend who tells blatant lies about you. The service person you hire to work in your home who pretends to befriend you while all the time padding his bill and cheating you. The boss who berates you in front of others. Your mother-in-law who disrespects your boundaries and doesn't seem to understand that her little boy is now 40 with his own wife, you, and three children, and needs to butt out and leave you alone. What does your gut tell you about each of the people you put on your list?
Ever since I saw you on that Oprah show.
Well, that was a good game. Now that we're at the clubhouse, beers for everybody. I want a draft. I want a Guinness draft. Okay, Bob. Well, what do you want? I'll have what he has.
Is it okay if I get a whiskey sour?
Sure, Johnny. Hey, don't look now, but Jimmy's coming.
Hi, guys. Can I join you guys?
Yeah, Jimmy. Have a seat.
Hey, what you doing?
We're celebrating today's game. We're buying rounds for... You want a beer?
Sure. Are you buying?
Yeah, because I won.
Cool. Say... I was working all day, and now I'm celebrating.
That's great, Jimmy.
Yeah, I dropped my pen. Hold on. So, yeah, hey, do you guys ever notice how when a squirrel crosses a road, that, who's smoking here?
You can't have any smoking in the clubhouse.
And you can't have cell phones either. We get cell towers, and finally, you can't even use them.
Oh, here comes Justin.
Hi, boys. What do we have here?
I'll have a Guinness draft, and so will Bob.
And I'll have a whiskey sour.
Okay, Paul. And what do you want, the pretense?
I'll have everything there has.
Okay, Jimmy, what would you like?
You know, I changed my mind. I want a Shirley Temple.
Okay, see you later.
She's got a nice body.
I bet she'd go out with me because I have a nice cat.
Uh-huh. So, I guess Joe Croyle and his jazz band's playing tonight.
Yep. Hey, you guys, you ever notice how when you wake up in the morning and you have a big old boner and then you get up and you gotta go use the toilet, how it's really hard? I don't mean hard, you know, that way, but...
Yeah, it's difficult, Jimmy. It's better if you just wait a few minutes, maybe read a book or something.
That's a good idea. I'm reading a book right now about how to plant sunflowers. But you have to do it early or it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, you ever notice how when you change the cat litter in your cat box, and if you've been negligent and you haven't done it in a while, how your cat just acts so happy and he scratches extra long because he's saying to you in his own cat-like way, finally, you changed the cat litter. I've been trying to tell you this. It smells so bad and it's like I got my feet stuck and everything. And they act so appreciative. Have you noticed that, guys?
Oh, here's our drinks.
Thanks, Justin. My, that's a nice outfit you got on there.
Thank you, Paul. Here you go, boys.
Okay, and we'll tip you when we leave.
Thanks, guys. The band's going to start playing soon. Enjoy. It's Joe singing, and it's St. Patty's Day, so there's lots of green songs.
What's a green song, Justin?
The green song is Irish songs, Jimmy.
Oh, I'd say they sound green?
Yeah, something like that. See you guys later.
See you, Justin. Can I marry you?
No, Jimmy. I'm taken.
Anyway, hey, guys, you ever notice how the golf course is getting browner and browner and browner every year?
Yeah, Jimmy, we already know about it. We're compensating. We're going to put a bunch of rocks in there.
Ah, rocks are cool. Have you guys ever been out to that Utah, where is it, or National Monument in Arizona? The rocks are huge.
Oh, they're so big.
I've been there.
I wish I was a rock.
What do you mean, Jimmy?
I wish I was an island.
What do you mean, Jimmy?
I wish I was a rock in an island. I've got my books and my poetry, and I could just be alone for the rest of my life.
The library's right over there, Jimmy. Why don't you go get a couple paperbacks? You can take your beer with you, but don't open the bottle cap. And you can go change your cat litter.
That's a good idea, guys. Thanks. And happy St. Patty's Day.
It was a couple weeks ago, but happy Easter.
Bye, guys. I'm going to go change the cat litter. He gets so excited By the way, do you guys ever have a dream where it's like your old girlfriend comes in to dream and you're like you're back together again, and even though you realize you never should have been together in the first place, it's like it's still nice, and you're thinking you wouldn't have to deal with her family or the church or anything, and you could just go off to some island somewhere. And everything would be great again. Or a rock. See you, Jimmy. See ya. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, change your litter.
Gonna go do that. Okay. I'm a rock. I'm a land. Don't talk of love.
He doesn't play golf, does he? Nope. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. Thompson. Oops. Mayor Thompson, Mayor Thompson, Mayor Thompson, Mayor Thompson, Mayor Thompson, Mayor Thompson, be hard.
It's a beautiful day. Let's go outside and play. Got the water balloons.
Uh-huh.
Got the Lays.
Yeah.
Got the bubbles.
Yep. Then we're A-okay. Let's go outside and play. Walk, walk, walk. Skip, skip, skip. Tickle, yeah. Walk, walk, walk. Skip, 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 tickle, yeah.
I'm hooking up with my gals. Now listen up, I'm with my pals. This song ain't no joke, cause we're all so soaked. Being with my friends is just the prize. On a day with no flies, we like to have fun outside when the sun's nice and high. So get your cheeks off the seat and let your body take the beat.
Walk, 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 skip, 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 tickle, yeah. Walk, 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 skip, 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 tickle, yeah. Yo, I'm John, and that's my name, and I'm the boss of the song. I like to talk on my phone, but today it's just been gone. Playing jump rope is my thing, and yes, I really can sing. Spinning this thing is just my blink, and having a ball is a hell of a thing. Walk, 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 skip, 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 tickle, yeah. Walk, 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 skip, 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 tickle, yeah.
Yeah. swatting mosquitoes like we're dumb. Trying to smack them is no fun. We're spinning around in the sun, getting a tan just like sand. Fooling around with water balloons, picking them out like a game, even though they're all the same. Now 3, 2, 1.
Doggy Dreamers, it's the end of another trail mix. We're back in the air, Pinecone Radio, 100.1 FM, Pine Mountain Club, California. Hope you enjoyed this hour-long kickoff show for Easter 2015. Hopefully you'll be hearing more of us in the years to come. Happy trails to all those of our friends and relatives that are leaving this world. Happy Trails takes on a special significance. God bless you. Who cares about the